Blood Count by Robert Goddard. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. The holidays starts here, Edward Hammond murmured to himself. He took a sip of sparkling mineral water and gazed idly across the club lounge, out through the wide windows at the gated and taxiing aircraft on the runway. Heathrow, on a grey February afternoon, made for an unpromising vista, but Hammond's sights were already set on the ski slopes of Austria, where conditions, according to the newspaper, were outstanding. Superb powder at Obergurgl, no less. Peter and Julie were already in Austria, in the middle of a fortnight's break. Hammond had spoken to Julie last night, and learned for the first time that a friend called Sophie had joined them. This sounded to him suspiciously like a matchmaking ploy, not the first such effort on Julie's part to find him a wife during the 13 years that had passed since Kate's death. Maybe something would happen between him and Sophie, maybe not, but marriage was certainly not on the horizon as far as he was concerned. He was aware, of course, that he was more than averagely good-looking for a man of 52. He went to some lengths, 20 in the pool, for starters, to keep himself so, and had ample evidence of his attractiveness to women. His wealth and his status in the world qualified him as a desirable catch, but he did not wish to be caught. Marriage to Kate, and the manner of its ending, had left him wary of long-term relationships. Their daughter, Alice, now halfway through her first year at university, had often assured him she would not stand in his way. "I only want you to be happy, Dad." And that was what he always claimed, and generally believed himself, to be happy, up to a point. A man's state of mind, a psychiatrist.